What is up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Hard Times Podcast with your amazing host, Rachel Brickhouse. Say what's up.
Hello.
And of course, myself, I'm Andre Seto. So, yeah. So, first of all, I'd like to start out. I woke up 5:30 in the morning today because I had to take a shit. I had to take a shit. I don't know.
And you've been up since.
No. I went back to bed, like, right after, you know. Yeah. Okay. I thought about going for a run. Because I know I should, but I was like, I'm good. I'm just going to go to sleep, you know. And it was like so light out too, 5:30 in the morning. Like, what? Summer's here already?
Okay. The connection just went out for me. But
okay. That's fine. Okay. Yeah, we're back. All right. So how was your week today?
Well.
Too late, too slow. All right, we are back.
All right, should we explain why the audio sounds different?
All right, so we're testing out like an app to do the podcast. For those of you who don't know, and right now, it's okay, you know, but the quality is great in the end. I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've done with a few other people, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hopefully my connection's fine. But Andre and I are not in the same place right now. I'm at my house and he's at his house.
Yeah, which is like. Pretty unorthodox for our podcast, but it does the job.
Yeah, it's just like we're talking on the phone,
honestly, right? It's like middle school. Oh my gosh.
yeah.
So what have you been up to lately?
What have I been up to? Exciting,
really.
We talked about this, but like, yeah, finals just ended, so it's like first Monday of summer.
Right.
That's it. What about you?
I've just been unplugging myself, to be honest, just chilling. Because I didn't have finals. I had, like, summer earlier than a lot of people.
Yeah, and you've just been chilling just for, been like, chilling, 2 weeks,
yeah.
3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, what's going on the internet right now, Rachel?
I don't know. I'm trying to stay off the internet.
Really? Why?
Yeah, I mean, just because I don't want to, I don't know, I'd just rather spend my time doing other stuff. It's like not a, I don't know, I just wait, it's like a waste of time a lot of the time, like just my time spent scrolling
right
Twitter and Instagram. I mean, I like Twitter and
yeah, I see you, I was gonna say, like, I see you on Twitter, like I read your posts, like your retweets, like, to be honest, that's what gets me like up to date with everything, like on the internet, with, like reading other people's like retweets and stuff.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. I like Twitter just because I can keep up with what's on the news, because I don't really want to watch the news on TV. So I just,
everything's on the internet. Like, why not, right?
Read it. Yeah. So I mostly keep up with like politics stuff. I don't really know about like meme culture right now. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what's very exciting. I just read Esteban, Julio, Ricardo, Montoya, De La Rosa, Ramirez just got married.
Who's that?
You know, from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Oh, Esteban.
Yeah, he just got married. So congratulations to Esteban.
Well, by the way, he's on the show today. Say what's up, Esteban. Like, hey, what's up, guys?
That'd be iconic.
That'd be dope. What's he doing nowadays? Like, what is he doing?
Know. I think he was I think I saw him in a couple things after the show ended. But besides that, I don't know.
Yeah, because like he disappeared. Like.
Yeah.
After definitely. Sweet Love Zack and Cody, and like nothing's, I don't know. I never heard of him since today until you told me about it. Honestly.
Yeah. Kanye's albums are doing really well. They were like number one on iTunes.
When did it come out again?
Which is, I think it came out at the beginning of the month of June.
I haven't heard it, to be honest. No.
Because it's still that whole debate. Like, some people are like, okay, because he got to number one, and then that tweet, like, went around, and people were quoting it, saying, like what happened to canceling Kanye for being, like, stupid.
Right.
Like, people were really upset with the things that Kanye had to say. So
yeah.
Everyone was like, okay, don't stream his album, don't buy his album, like, because we're canceling him, right? But he wasn't canceled, obviously, because his album went number one, but I mean, I listened to it once.
What'd you think?
To hear it, And it's good. It's really good. It's not as I don't like it as much as the old stuff, but I only listened to it once, so I didn't really have time to like figure out if I liked it or not.
How many songs are on it?
But I really do love Kanye's music. There's only like 7 or something. Like, it's not very long at all.
That's a good amount. That's pretty.
But I like Kid See Ghost, the Kid Cudi album that Kanye worked on with him. I really like that one, and I do listen to that one.
What about Life of Pablo? I like that one.
I like Life of Pablo too, but I don't stream Kanye's music anymore. Besides, I mean, his collaboration work.
Yeah,
I listen to, I don't know how much Kanye is getting out of it. But yeah, that's just the whole separating the art from the artist debate again. I don't really know.
Yeah,
but other artists that drop albums, I think. I mean, Georgia Smith just dropped her album a couple weeks ago. Do you listen to Georgia Smith?
Only one song. I haven't been able to, like, actually, like, dive into her and, like, research her other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But that's, like, honestly, like, who I am, like, when I listen to music. Like, I don't really, like, I'll listen to one song of another person, but I won't listen to his other songs after a while. Yeah. Like, that's how I am with a lot of people, but, yeah. Carry me home.
Oh yeah, I like that song. But yeah, her album's amazing.
I didn't know if she was a girl or a guy when I don't know. Cause
what?
Like,
oh, okay. I guess with that, her voice is like a little
No, it's not that. It's like with that song, "Carry Me Home." There was a guy and a girl. I didn't know who it was, right?
Georgia.
Because, like, the main artist could, like, come in the first time or the second time around.
Daniel
Caesar with Best Part, like, he came in second. Because usually when people would have a duet, they're usually the first one. They'll have their guest the second time around.
Oh, second. Yeah. Yeah, I could see
how. And then on YouTube, at, like, the Tiny Desk concerts. I don't know if you watch those.
Yeah, I do.
Jorja Smith. How do you say her name? What is it?
Georgia
Smith. It's spelled weird, but it's cool. I like it. It's cool. But on the thumbnail, it was a guy. I'm like, oh, it's a guy. And then I clicked on it. Oh, it's a girl.
No. Yeah. And she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. She is, like, incredible. Like, I saw her live with Aramis, my boyfriend.
Right.
And, like, she's even prettier in person. Like, she literally looks like an angel, like, goddess. Like, amazing.
I feel like, beautiful I structure. I feel like every celebrity... like, looks better in person.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know. That's just me, though.
I don't know. How many celebrities have you seen?
Well, I've seen, like, probably 2 or 3. Maybe 4.
And you think they look better in person?
They look like a real human.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. They look like a real human. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just, like, it's surreal because I'm seeing them. And, like, it just makes it better, you know?
Yeah, they just glow a little bit more.
Who else? Jay-Z and Beyonce, they dropped a new song, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, they dropped a new album. I haven't heard it either because I'm not going to buy Tidal.
What's Tidal?
Tidal is Jay-Z's...
See, I'm not even caught up, see?
Streaming platform. It's like Apple Music, but it's Tidal.
Oh, really?
And they only released their music... Or Jay-Z dropped his album on Apple Music, but Beyonce only releases her stuff on Tidal, and it's so upsetting. Like, I don't want to, like... I don't know. Maybe I'll get my free 30 days just so I can listen to it.
I feel like
that's
not a good way to, like, market her music, you know? Or, like, just, like...
But she doesn't need any money.
True, but, like...
she doesn't need it, but still her fans aren't...
That's what I'm saying. It sucks for other people who don't, like... I've never even heard of Tidal, like... Yeah,
really?
So, like, if you're going to take away Spotify and then Apple Music, like, you're taking away a big group of people right there, I feel like...
Definitely, but they dropped a music video. They filmed it at the Louvre, which is I think that's how you say it. The French Art Museum, I'm pretty sure, where the Mona Lisa is. They filmed it there, and it's like iconic. I haven't watched the whole.
I like how you know all this information, and you haven't even watched it. You just know everything. I mean, oh yeah, they filmed that in Dubai. It was great. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but. I love them. They're going on tour together, too, so it makes sense why they dropped an album. But it wasn't, like, no one knew that they were going to drop an album. It was just a surprise. Like, they're just like, here you go. Here's new music.
Yeah, that's how it is nowadays, though, right? Everything's a surprise,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like Kanye. Kanye just dropped his album out of nowhere.
I remember back in the day, like, people, like, artists would just, like, hype it up by, like, teasing, like, I don't know, like, a small trailer for, like, when the album's coming out.
A lot of people do it still. Like, Ariana, she's teasing her new album, like, a lot. Which gives them a lot of publicity because it builds up the excitement. But at the same time, I think when you're big enough to just drop an album, that's how you know you're, like, big enough to do that. Like, Beyonce, obviously, she could just drop an album and it would be hella successful. But, like, I mean, Ariana, too, if she dropped an album, it would be iconic. But, like, yeah, there's just the two ways you can do it. But I think if you're big enough, that's the only way you can just drop one and still get, like, exposure and be successful.
So when's your next YouTube video coming out, Rachel? Come on now. The fans have been waiting. It's been, like, 3 years.
I don't think anyone's waiting, but... I mean, it's summer vacation now, so I don't have to worry about homework.
A million freedom hours, you know?
A million.
Honestly, you have so much time now.
I do have a lot more time.
What, you're only worried about what?
I'm trying to fill that up with work. I want to work more. But I mean, no, like, nonetheless, I still have hours of free time where I'd rather, like, watch YouTube or, like, scroll instead of editing. Right. But I've been trying to motivate myself. I mean, the past few days since I got off summer, I've been busy. But, yeah, no, I'll get to it.
That's good. That's good.
When's your next
video? My next video? I don't know, to be honest, because, like, I still have to film more stuff and then plan it out more. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I don't know. There's no set date, but for sure, it'll be soon. Yeah.
It'll come.
Maybe not this week. Maybe not next week, but it'll come, you know? It'll
come. Yeah, at least you're working on it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here, if I close the app that we're recording on, can I still record? I'm going to test it.
Oh, okay? Yeah. Just, like, don't.
Because I'm going to check my notes.
Go for it.
Okay, still recording. Okay, cool. I was like, I didn't know if I could change apps. Yeah,
okay. Well, I'm just going to cut this part out.
Of course.
All right. What's going on YouTube? Anything big happening on YouTube?
On YouTube? I don't think so. I mean, as far as, like, drama stuff or, like, something exciting. I mean, oh, I know.
Oh, there we go. Look at that.
VidCon is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who Tana Mojo
is? Of course.
Is?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I'm doing TanaCon.
I didn't know that's how you say your name, first of all. Thought it was like Manju. Or like, it's so weird. Anyway,
Mojo.
She's having what, TanaCon?
Yeah, so she's having her own convention and it's free.
It's free.
But it's like the biggest freaking YouTubers, Shane Dawson, Emma Chamberlain, Cody Ko, like all my favorite creators.
And it's all free.
Like, literally all my favorite creators, and it's free, and then the VIP is $60, I think, which is still so much cheaper compared to VidCon, because, like, the cheapest VidCon ticket, I think, is, like, over 100. Yeah.
I always hear bad stuff about VidCon every year. Every year.
Yeah, that's why she's doing TanaCon, is because she had a horrible experience at VidCon, and so she made a huge video about it, and then that video was huge, and then everyone was like, make TanaCon, like, make your own convention, and then she did, and she's going to... It hasn't happened yet. It's like next week or something.
Wait, it's gonna be like a whole venue place, like just like VidCon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's doing that. It's like crazy. Let me see the lineup. I want to I wish I could go. If I lived in Anaheim, I would definitely be there. Because it's free. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a limited amount of like free tickets, obviously, because that would be insane. But if I would be able to like be in town, of course I would.
Of course
I just love everyone. Casey Neistat,
wow.
Miranda sings, Bella Thorne, Trevor Moran,
Bella Thorne, what the,
no, Tana and Bella are dating.
Oh,
or they have like, they're like best friends. I don't know. Gen X Pen, The Gabby Show, Christine Sidelko, Adam 22, do you know all these people?
Corinna, I know most of these people, yeah. They're so...
Corinna, Zane, Scotty, Kristen, Matt, Toddy. I don't know if David's going to go, but she still has one guest to release, and I'm pretty sure it's probably going to be David or Liza. Yeah. I don't know. Ricky Thompson, Jack Barron, Sarah Baska. I'm pretty sure James Charles, if you know who James Charles is. Mm-hmm. Lisa Schwartz, Morgan Adams. Why is it,
there's Andrew, so many people. That's a good lineup. Yeah.
No, there's even more that I'm not naming that I just don't really know. Okay. Ryland, Cody Ko. Just like my favorite.
Literally, this is like the biggest stars on YouTube right now.
Mm-hmm. And that's her own convention. Like, she's literally, how old is she? I think she's 9, or she's about to be 20.
She's our age.
She's celebrating her. Yeah, she's 19.
What?
I think. Yeah. Either. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, she's 19, about to be 20 on, TanaCon is on her birthday.
Wow.
So she's celebrating it there. So literally legend, like YouTube legend. Yeah. She's doing great. I'm very happy for her.
That's monumental. Like having your own convention with
legit
a cast of like YouTube stars coming in.
Yeah, that's your debut.
Right.
It's like the biggest stars on YouTube. Like literally Casey Neistat.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna have my own convention. Huge. I'm just gonna have, you know, Casey Neistat, the Vlog Squad. Yeah.
Shane Dawson. Yeah. Shane doesn't even go to conventions anymore. He doesn't like that like environment, but he's gonna go support her. And that's like, yeah, that's pretty legendary, pretty iconic.
That's crazy.
So
yeah.
Good for her. Yeah, and like that's how like that's how VidCon started. Like it was just like John Green and his brother. I forgot his brother's name, but they were YouTube creators, and then they just like created a convention, and then it was huge. So maybe Tana, she's probably doing the same thing. It'll probably like get bigger every year. She'll probably outsell
honestly,
VidCon.
I was gonna say that. Yeah, she's gonna make so much money
because she made it free. I can't believe she made it free. Yeah. That's very cool. So it'll be exciting to see how that goes about and see all the collabs. That was my favorite thing when I was a kid, like watching YouTube and seeing everyone collab. At like Playlist and VidCon. And they collab. It's like, oh, my favorite YouTuber's collabing.
It's like watching Marvel for me, you know, like the Infinity War. Everyone's collabing. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's literally
it. Yeah, it's good that she's making it free because, like, VidCon, they don't get paid for that either way, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, they don't.
I mean, she's still going to make money with all those extras tickets, you know? Like, VIP stuff, like you said.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know...
Oh, yeah, to pay off the venue and stuff.
The Jake Paul tour, it's so bad, by the way. God. I've watched, like, so many vlogs about it. Like, people were like... Ugh.
Oh, yeah, I watched one, too. Do you know who Drew Gooden is?
Yes! I literally just subscribed to him yesterday.
Oh, he's so funny.
I watched his and this other Asian kid's. It was both funny and it was like the show was so bad. Oh my god! So you know about his VIP exclusive ticket, like $1,000.
Yeah, but I don't know what you just. It's like, oh, you get access to the merch table before.
Yeah, which is stupid.
Like it's like not even
you're paying
that
a grand
exciting.
To buy more stuff. Like more. What?
Yeah. I know. And well, what else? You get to
be
meet
in a video
him
with
and
him,
just like take
have
a
an autograph. Like I don't know. It's stupid.
I don't know. I think Jake Paul's flopping, obviously. Yeah. So he needs, like, the money. Because, like, who even... Well, I don't know how successful his videos are right now. Like, how many views he gets.
Yeah.
Lately. Because everyone's, like overhand. Like, he's... Well, except kids. Obviously, kids are still buying tickets. But I feel like he's, like, old news. Like, it's at the point where he's just, like, invalid. Like, as a YouTube creator. It's like, you're just an idiot.
But it sucks, like, we can't just, like, take him down, you know? YouTube can't do that. It wouldn't make sense. Or it'd be bad,
I know,
actually.
They could demonetize him, but he didn't. Well, I mean, Logan is demonetized.
Yeah,
because,
like,
he can't make any
for
money.
Sure. Because I feel like if YouTube had the ability to just, like, shut, like, anyone down like that, I feel like anyone can just... Anyone can just like complain about someone and then YouTube can just shut them down, you know?
Yeah,
it'd
that
be
would
hectic.
Be right.
Yeah,
no,
it's chaotic.
There's like it's free. There's freedom on the platform, but I mean, if he's not brand friendly, he's not going to get monetized anyways.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, so it's like Logan Paul, like the only person on YouTube that's like demonetized.
No, I mean, if you have 3 copyright strikes, you get demonetized. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
but his
is the big one. Oh my god. It was horrible, but that's old news. We don't need to talk about it.
So old news. When did that happen? Like in the fall?
Like earlier in the year. Yeah.
Really? It was like January or something. Dang. Yeah, I haven't heard about them since.
Yeah.
The only thing I heard about, just because of Cody Ko's video, like reacting to it, but Jake Paul's diss on teachers. Like he literally...
Oh.
made a diss track about teachers.
Yeah, he made a skit about it on his tour, too.
On his tour, yeah. I know, yeah.
It's so like, bad. It's not even funny,
what are you teaching these kids? No, he's never
Yeah, I know.
I mean, to kids, I guess, they, even though, I don't know, I guess it's, like, childish humor, yeah. But, like, that's just not a good message to send out to kids. So, yeah. Parents, watch what your kids are watching. Except because me. It's, like, they're going to learn from it and take all that and think it's yeah. right. Yeah, he's not a good influence at all. That's why Disney Channel mm-hmm. fired him.
Yeah. Do you remember when he doxed Post Malone? He doxed Post Malone. Like, he revealed his address and, like, where he lives and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big thing last year.
Oh, yeah. Why did he leak it?
Post Malone, like, so they had, like, this, like, not real beef, I guess, Jake Paul and Post Malone on like, Twitter. And then Post Malone posted a picture of him buying Jake Paul merch on Twitter. And then Jake Paul's like, what? Is he playing around? So I'm just going to surprise him and just, like, deliver it to him myself. So he got the address from the company, which is, I think that's illegal. You're not supposed to do that. Yeah, so they filmed the outside of his house, not blurring any license plates or the number. So, like, you can find
Oh, my God, what an idiot.
So that happened, and then
that's so upsetting.
Yeah, and then he filmed Post Malone as he's delivering the whole thing. And then without permission, so, yeah.
Yeah, and uploaded it exactly. without permission. Yeah. Why didn't he freaking blur out everything? When it, like, that's so easy.
Later
to
on, he blurred it out, but it was still, like, you can...
It still got uploaded.
But you can still see everything, like, the house, like, you, like, it was to the point where you just might as well take down the video. Like, come on now, yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Wow, what an idiot. I just don't think he thinks.
That's what I'm saying. Jake Paul, bro. He's crazy. Yeah.
That is so crazy. I don't even understand, like, what's her name, too? His girlfriend, Erica Costello. Like, I don't know how you could just,
like, date someone like that?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what she's like, though, at all. But pretty much all of Team 10, like, left Team 10.
No,
like, the originals, like the icons.
Song they have to, like, perform. Yeah. Like, it's, like, totally different. And they only play, like, 30
seconds. Oh, yeah. They just, like, didn't even say. Yeah, they didn't even use
Yeah, I know. It's so bad. Like, it's hilarious.
Yeah. But... rest in peace. Actually, not in peace. But, you know, just see Jake Paul's
career. Do you remember the Paul Brothers like, from Vine? Like, did you watch their stuff?
I mean, I would come across it. Yeah, I mean, I never liked it because that's, like, Comedy Page humor. I was never a Comedy Page girl, you know?
There's, like, so, different pages. Yeah, like, no. Kind of page? I never used Vine like that. No.
Oh, you didn't? Frick, I loved Vine. I know. So much. Oh, my God. I would literally be on Vine for hours a day. But, no, I would just follow the – because there's, like – your feed is like who you follow and you see who's posting recently or who's revining recently, whatever.
Right.
But there's like the Discover page where it'd be like the Comedy page, the Education page, there's different categories for each Vine.
I don't remember any of this stuff because the, like, I only had it downloaded for like a day and I just like deleted it. So like
damn. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Well, the Comedy page would be filled with Vines that are literally not funny. It'd be like Lele Pons, Jake Paul, like Curtis Lepore, like the most the humor is not for me. I'll just say that. It's pretty like I don't even know how anyone finds it funny. I guess children would find it funny because it's like Lele Pons' humor is like falling.
It's like the same thing as Logan Paul.
That's like literally not funny. Yeah. It's not it's just not my style, okay? So I wouldn't watch their Vines. Yeah, just kids. And, yeah, that was their demographic. Yet they know it's their demographic, but they don't act very, clean, which is upsetting. But it's just, like, I get it, too, because they're adults and they don't want to just make kids here.
Yeah.
And, well, even though that's what they do. But, I mean, like, kids content, I guess.
It's what gets them the money. But I'm surprised that Lele Pons hasn't done anything, like, huge compared to Logan or Jake, right?
But she was the biggest Viner. Like, she had the most loops.
Really?
She had the most loops on Vine,
I don't know how either. Stuff, like, I remember, like, a few months ago, I went on her Instagram page because, like, that's what people would like talk about her, like talk smack about her, like how her Instagram page sucks. So like I would like go back, look at it, and I'm like, this is garbage.
This is horrible. Yeah,
but like I don't want to say anything too much, just because like I know that, like, there's other people that actually enjoy this content,
and some people think it's funny. So yeah, I get it. I won't be your friend, but you know, I respect
exactly, you exactly. Whatever. So that's why I don't like making fun of people that much, like especially on the internet.
Well, but the thing is, like, some of their content is actually like trash. Like it, like there's no storyline. There's no like the punchlines are never actually good. Like they could have put like the effort is very minimal, but they still make just like millions of dollars.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Even though it's like they don't even like really try, like it's clear, like I mean
it's definitely garbage, but like I'm not gonna go out of my way and like rant about it and like tell other people like don't watch this, like because I know other people like it, so like I'm not gonna like, you know.
Yeah, but that's just it's sad. There's better stuff out there, guys. But I mean it's their grind, you know, do what you gotta do as long as they're good people. But I hear Lele's like
I watched this video one time and like
I don't know,
she was like so stuck up and like all she cared about is like just being famous. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I heard too, but you know, obviously we don't know, like
I know, right? It's probably true though. No.
But that's her reputation, I guess, amongst the community. Right.
Yeah,
like she's like, so yeah, I don't know. That she's still successful, so whatever. Right. Good for her.
So good for them. You guys are going camping this week, right? You and a few other people.
Yeah, and you too, right?
I won't be able to go. I'm fortunate.
You won't? Did of you course, already ask? Me.
Yeah.
You're not even going to be able to stop by.
Where's it at again?
It's by my house. I'm not going to say.
I know, right? What's your address?
But it's probably like 40 minutes from you.
I'll try. I'll see. I'll text you.
Like, you can go for the full day.
Do you guys have any plans so far, though?
No, not really. Just, like, honestly, this is very last minute. Miriam just booked the site.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have to book it. Like, it's a cool, place. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Book the campsite. Yeah, and then, I mean, no, not really. We didn't even think about, like, what food we're bringing. We haven't thought about, like, what we're going to do.
How many days are you guys going for?
We'll just bring, like, a bunch of stuff to do. Just 3 days, like one full day and two nights.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll probably just, like, swim at the river and stuff. Just hang out, just chill. That's what camping's about, just chilling, you know?
To be honest, I'm not really, like, a nature type of guy, though. I'll be honest. Yeah.
Really? Yeah, you like the
city? Of course, you know me. Like, literally. Like, I'll go hiking. I like hiking more than, like, anything. Like, it's cool, you know? I like it better than just, like, walking around, I don't know, a mountain or, like, camping. I guess, but I prefer just like living in a city, staying in the city. I hate the country. I don't know. It's like, I don't know.
Why? Because it's not.
Yeah,
exciting.
I just get bored easily, and I like, I don't know. I don't find it that entertaining.
You like stimulus.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I love camping. Oh my gosh, it's never boring though, because you're with people that you love.
Sure. Yeah. Aww. I'll go for that, but like in the end, I'm like, I'd rather just do something else, but. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, to each their own. There's a lot of people who don't like camping.
There's a lot of people who haven't gone camping, which is surprising to me.
I know.
Yeah. I've gone only once in my life, which is not much, but yeah, I know, right? It's not much. I know,
you should
try
again.
Yeah. I want to do it again.
I go camping every year. I grew up camping. Camping, I say in quotes, because my grandparents had a motorhome, so it's not really camping. It's like glamping, whatever, but... I go, like, regular tent camping every year, too, with my church, and that's, like, a lot.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. And then with friends.
Yeah. So. Well, let me know how that goes in case I don't end up going, but so yeah, at least you guys have a friend this week. Now we're about to have Nabil on the show pretty soon. And we are back on the Hard Times podcast, and we have Nabil on the line. Say what's up.
Hello, you guys. How you guys doing?
How do you say last name? I don't know.
Oh, my last name's Abdullahi.
Abdullahi?
Abdullahi. Okay.
Yep. What country is that? Country of origin?
From Somalia.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us about yourself. Tell everyone about yourself. What you do, what you like to do, you know.
Fun fact.
Right.
Oh, my name is Nabil Abdullahi. I go to Portland State. I'm 20 years old. I play football. I love to play football. I've been playing football since I was like 9 years old. Yeah. I'm from Somalia. Speak two different languages.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have eight siblings.
Eight siblings? Wow. That's a full house. Where do you fall in the lineup? Are you like on the older side or the younger side?
I'm the second youngest. So I have one really? Brother yet.
How old is your like how old's oldest?
37?
Wow.
Big spectrum. Like,
parents, they be working, you know what I mean? Anyway, so the wrong... Guys, what were you saying?
I was going to say, how did you guys meet?
Oh, do you want to explain that, Nabil?
Me and my family, or me and Andre?
No, you and Andre. Oh,
we had this class in freshman inquiry this term, work mm-hmm. of art.
Well, it was last term when we met, though.
Oh, yeah, winter term.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But, stuff.
We had a field trip to the Portland Art Museum, mm-hmm. but that's how we actually became like friends though, because like that's when we had our first like real conversation. I feel like
yeah.
wasn't it?
Yeah, right? Definitely. Yeah.
And then I remember this day. Okay, so later on that day, we were just walking towards the cafeteria or the food court in one of the buildings, mm-hmm. and then I bought chicken tenders, and I had food poisoning that day.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, I vlogged about it. It was in my other vlogs, like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I felt so bad that day.
Aww.
Yeah, it was so bad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
Yeah, what was your first impression of me, though, Nabil?
I was like, this guy has a lot of energy. He's like, really, like, upbeat, energetic.
Damn.
Yeah, that's Andre.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, right? Mm-hmm. What'd you think of your first year of college, man? It's over.
This is actually my second year of college.
I forgot. It's your second year, huh?
Yeah.
I always forget because, like, you know, freshman inquiry. I always seem like everyone's a freshman. So, but like, that's not the case nowadays.
Exactly. Yeah. But
yeah,
second mm-hmm. year of college, it was really fun.
Right.
This was probably my funnest year of college. Hopefully, it gets funner as you know
right.
get older. But
what was your favorite term?
Definitely this is spring term. Spring term.
That's my favorite too, man.
Yeah. It's when all the sun's out, and you know, it's great.
Yeah. Rachel's favorite is fall term, which is great too.
Yeah, fall term. Yeah, fall term is nice because you still have like some of the sun left over from like summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little. I know it was just circumstantial for like what was going on in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. This year's just been rough for me, but you know.
For sure.
It'll get better.
With a upbeat person like Andre, I'm sure it'll be a lot.
Wait, what?
With an upbeat person like you and
oh, life, of course, I'm sure of course, too, of course. Every day, man, it was vlogging with Nabil. Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have a set of Gucci slides. You have
three.
You have three. Wow. Okay.
Three
sets of Gucci slides. You have a Rolex. What is it? $1,500 Rolex.
Yes, though.
What is wrong? Okay, why?
Why not?
True. Okay. That's just crazy to me. That's just a 20-year-old owning all this stuff. That's great, man.
I think you only live once, right? So you might as well, you know, make the best of it.
Right.
Yeah.
True. You travel the world, right?
I travel the whole world, yes.
Yes. What country was your favorite so far? Like what place?
Definitely Dubai. Definitely.
Dubai. Tell us about Dubai.
Oh my goodness. First of all, when we landed there in the airport, I was like, okay, I'm actually here. And then when we got out the airport, I like got hit by it. I didn't realize it was that hot.
How hot mm-hmm. was it? They use Celsius, like, so that's kind of confusing here.
I don't think I know Celsius, but I think it was like 100, like 6 degrees. But it didn't feel like that. It felt
what?
A lot harder.
Really?
Yeah, but like
that's crazy.
The air was
like, you went in the summertime.
Yeah, but it's hot like year round.
Okay, yeah.
It's like
Yeah. And I remember one time you told me they have like an ankle fetish and like a thing.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Explain what that means.
So I was walking with my sister, right? And down like one of like the streets, like by our hotel. And like there was like a group of guys and like they like I like was like walking behind her.
They peeped her ankle, bruh.
They like pointed at her ankle and I was like, What?
Yeah. Well, she's not supposed to, or women aren't supposed to show anything.
Yeah,
right?
But he was like wearing like these jeans that like kind of show her like ankle, I guess a little bit, but like it's an ankle, you know?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that serious to like point out.
And Dubai is like a
culture is very different.
Predominantly like Muslim country, right?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Wait, it's a country, right? I'm not stupid, right? It's a city?
Yeah, it's like a part of the Arab Emirates, the three big countries.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sound ignorant on this, but so you had the Ramadan?
Yeah.
Right? Well, that just ended. Yeah. Aren't you happy?
Kinda.
Why? Yeah. Why? Don't you
kinda,
not like eating every day though?
Yeah, but I kind of miss it because like you know there's like sort of like a deeper you know.
It's a holy yeah. month.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
and it's a good way to like dye yourself among the trash that you've been eating, like you know, in general. Yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So wait, what?
I think with water it would have been a lot easier though if you could only like drink water. I think the water is the only hard part about it.
Yeah, especially when it's been in the summer, like in the recent years. That's really tough. And the days are longer.
Exactly. Too. Yeah, and the days get like, crazy. Man, this is ridiculous.
But eventually, in a few years, it'll be closer to the winter because it moves back. Yeah. Like
5 years?
That's going to be terrible.
It'll probably be better.
It'll be a lot easier because it's going to end at like 4.
Really?
Yeah, because the sun will set earlier. Like, yeah, because exactly. They can eat when it's.
Oh, see, I don't know how the regulations are, the rules of the game is, you know.
No.
Is there like.
Yeah, they eat when the sun sets. So, and then every year it moves back, what, 20 days or something?
Yeah, 20 days, yep.
Yeah,
and
so.
And you can't drink water?
No water.
See,
no.
I didn't know that. Man. That's hard. Like, water is like one of the most essential things that a human being needs, you know?
And there's still, like, Muslim athletes. Could you imagine playing a sport?
Yeah.
And they can't drink
Nabil,
water.
You play sports, so, like, that's tough on you, man.
My goodness, man. It was ridiculous.
Or people that want to work out or something.
Yeah, for real.
That's tough.
Like, yeah, do you gradually, like, see yourself become skinnier every day?
Honestly, I think it all hits you at the end of the month. When you get on the scale at the end of the month, it really, like, stresses me out. I'm not even gonna lie.
That's tough, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you still eat like twice in the middle of the night, though. At least that's what my friend does.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like at the beginning, right when the sun sets, and then like in the middle of the night before the sun rises.
Exactly. Yeah. Man. It's crazy. And then also if you have like,
yeah, it just like flips your schedule.
Yeah. And also if you have like school like the next morning, you gotta wake up at like 4 a.m. and eat, and then go back to sleep and
go to bed.
Man,
yeah,
but you know, it was pretty nice experience. I liked it though.
Yeah,
that's a good challenge. Where else have you been to?
I've been to Africa, I've been to London. I don't think we can talk about that on this.
What happened to London? Let's talk about it. You might as well.
Man, it was just a great place, it was a fun experience. I think that's all that we can say.
Okay. I mean, we can go further, but if you don't want to, I don't care. But you flew one time. You flew to LA just to meet up with the girl that you found on Tinder for one night.
Do you have Tinder Gold or something?
Is that what?
Do you have Tinder Gold
where
you can see people from?
That's a thing.
Yeah, you can like swipe for people like in different countries and different
states. They got the upgrade.
You can move your location, wow. Yeah. And unlimited swipes.
Wow, you hear that, Nabil?
Bro, chill.
No. Okay, how did you find this girl from LA?
The girl lives in LA?
Yeah, how'd you find her?
I'm friends with a girl that lives here that knows her.
Uh huh.
And then, you know, I met her like a year and a half ago.
Oh, so it wasn't on Tinder?
No.
Oh, I thought it was Tinder this whole time.
What?
Yeah. So okay. So you. Okay. Go on.
You know what? You know what happens to people on Tinder? Oh my goodness, those people are crazy.
Okay. Anyway, what happened with the LA trip?
Well, my cousin was staying there, and he was like, "You want to come out here with me?" Say he's gonna be here for like a couple weeks, and I was like, "All right, yeah, for sure." And then he was going to come here after. So I was like, okay, I want to, but I sort of got like something to do tomorrow, like the next day.
Right.
So he's like, you know, just come for like a night. And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, I guess why not? And then my friend works at the airport, and then he, like, was able to, like, hook me up with that ticket. And then, yeah, got there. That place is ridiculous, though. I only stayed in, like San Francisco area only for, like, a night, though. But
I thought you went to L.A.
Yeah. It's, like,
oh, either. Okay.
But, like, you know, so, like, just went down there and then flew out the next morning.
So you weren't even able to, like, explore L.A. then?
No, man. It was,
oh, my goodness. Mad. It was just wasted on a girl. Oh, my God.
Wasted? Oh, my. Maybe it wasn't a waste.
Was it? Okay. Was it worth the ticket for one night, Nabil?
Definitely.
It was? Okay. All right. Damn, that's crazy.
It was definitely worth it.
We can't talk about your London story? It was a great story.
Bro, I don't think that's appropriate on here, man.
We've talked about...
You can censor.
Yeah, we can censor names. We can censor information that you don't want to be on the podcast.
All right. Okay. Why not? Might as well. All right.
Just censor. Just like, I don't know. You can say your name, but
censor yourself. Yeah. Don't say your name. Change your name. Change whatever.
Okay. All right. So I met her here while I was here. Mm-hmm. I knew her through like some app, or whatever, and then. She was like, I live in London, so I was talking to her before, whatever. And then this is like a month before I went to Dubai, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna come see you. And then she's like, well, no, you're not. You live in America. That's like too far. And I was like, so. And then she was like, you're not gonna do that. And I was like, all right. So like the day before we flew to Dubai, I was like, I'm gonna come see you tomorrow. And she's like, no, you're not. I said, okay. And then so we landed in the airport in London, and I was like, I'm too tired for this, because that was, like, during Ramadan, I was like, you know, that would, you know, kind of not be good.
Yeah, it'd be a strain on you, of course.
Yeah, for real. So I was like, okay, just on the way back, whatever. So the day after our trip in Dubai, we were there for, like, a month, and then on the day we were leaving there, I, like, sent her a Snapchat in the Dubai airport, and I was like, I'm gonna come see you.
Uh-huh.
She was like, really? And I was like, yes. And then I was like, okay. So... We landed in London. I sent her a Snapchat, and she's like, "You really came to see me?" I was like, "Yeah, of course." And then, so, you know, got to my hotel, and then she said, "Where you stay at?" I sent her. I stayed at the hotel by this McDonald's, like right by the Heathrow Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so she's like, "Okay." I sent her the address, and then she met me at the McDonald's. And like the thing about that place is like everyone over there has accents, so like. We think, like, they have accents, but they think that we have accents, if that makes sense.
No, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So she's like, oh, my God, you have such an accent. And I was like, my accent, like. Yeah. And then, you know, you got to, you know.
You got to your crib.
Yes, we did, yes. And then, you know, we just.
Things happen, and
no, no, no. We just played tic tac toe and read the Bible.
You played tic tac toe and read the Bible.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
That's exciting.
Oh, okay. I guess. I mean, Nabil, the things you do for girls, man, it's pretty astonishing, man.
Yeah, flew to an entire different country, and then how long were you in London? Just one night. Yeah,
I was only there a day there and a day back. It was like a layover.
Do you have like a girl for every country that you want to like that you feel like you know visiting every time?
But I do know a girl in Switzerland. I'm about to sit here next summer.
Oh my God! Yeah, I'm really? Not playing that. I'm dead. I'm dead. Yeah.
What a lifestyle. Mm. That's cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully, maybe I can find one in every state.
Yeah, honestly, that's easier for you to be honest. Out of the country? Come on now, that's crazy. But speaking of out of the country, let's talk about Izzy Humaire. Nabil knows about Izzy Humaire, bro.
Shoot your shot, Andre.
Okay, first of all, Nabil knows this, and Rachel knows this, but I hate that phrase. Shoot your shot. It's so stupid.
I love it.
Oh my God.
Why do you hate it?
I don't know.
Why are you so angry?
I don't like that term. First of all, I don't like. Why? I don't like phrases that comes out like that come out of the internet like so recently, and like that people try to make it big when there's
I
like
it. I love slang.
There's like easier ways to say things, you know, like.
But it makes it more fun.
Does it, though? Not for me. I feel like, yes. Oh, my God. Like,
Yeah, because it's fun when you say things that adults wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
But you get it. It's like a mutual, like, understanding. Like, it's a whole new language. I love
that. I guess. That could be cool for a lot of people, but I don't know. When people try to make trends, like, when there's too many, like, new trends coming out, I just get annoyed.
Shoot,
I don't
know. Shot, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just shoot.
Just shoot it, man. You never know.
Shoot. Oh, my God, bro. Maybe every day.
Pull,
what?
Maybe she'll pull on me and come see you.
No, probably not. Let's be.
Yeah, learn after Nabil, oh my, to another Nabil, country.
You're
for
literally not the only person who says that about Izzy Mayer.
But I think she'll catch a flight for you, Andre. Honestly,
you her, her family, you not for me though.
Yeah, that's crazy. She has family here, so it's easy.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
You know, one day, just put it into the universe. Don't be so negative about it.
I've said this.
Is your thing here? Is this why you're so what? Like defensive what? About it? Is it because like you have this idea of her, and then like you feel like if you meet her in person one day, like it just like ruins the like dream aspect? Because I get that. Like, I
oh no 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 no,
like my favorite celebrity.
I see her. I don't see her in that way at all. Like it.
Oh, she's just another person.
No, not
you?
Like that. But like, no. Is you, Mayor? If you're listening to this, I still love you. I think you're hot. But if I ever meet her and if she's like someone else that I like, you know, expected, then that's great. Like, I'd rather have someone that I've met like be who they are, not be who I want them to be. You know. But yeah. I feel like the reason why like I quote unquote negative, I'm realistic. Everyone, mm-hmm. All right? No. the reason why I'm that way is because like if I put it in perspective. If I was like someone on the internet and someone hits me up, you know, like does all this stuff, you know, watches my videos and follows mm-hmm. me and everything. I don't know. I might find it weird to like, I don't know, visit that person or like, you know.
Well, yeah, I'm just thinking like, oh, if she was ever in town or something, or if you were ever in town.
Maybe.
Like if you were ever in New York, like. No, not maybe. Like, if you, like, have, like...
Rachel's, like, my parent right now.
Follow each other.
Like, hey, Andre, no, you're gonna do this. Not this.
No, just because, like, the fact that you know someone there, like, you might as well, like, meet up or whatever, like, you know.
Sure.
Like, or if you're in the same city as, like, a famous person, even though she's more of a friend to you than, like, oh, a big, like, celebrity, but, like... Still, don't you like want to find them?
Sure.
Or like want to hang out? Like
you never know. You never know what it'll lead to. You know?
Maybe yeah. You guys are right. Yeah. You know what? Okay.
Good friends. Yeah.
If I'm ever in New York or Hong Kong, or if she's ever in mm-hmm. town, I'll hit her up. Happy.
Yeah. Yes. What if she's in like LA, and then you can just catch that flight? You know.
I'm already gone to LA, so that'd be perfect. I'll hit her up.
yeah. What if she goes this summer?
That'd be crazy. That'd be intense. Oh my God. I come back as a married man.
It'll happen.
Actually, I'm sure you'd be ready for that. That'd be tight.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah. To meet a celebrity.
Yeah, your celebrity crush, man. Your internet crush. That's just crazy.
That's your celebrity crush?
Internet crush, yeah.
Why would you not want to meet her?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would. I just like, again, her, like.
He's just being real.
Like, being in her.
He doesn't think he will.
Like, yeah. I just like putting in her perspective, you know, like. I don't know. Maybe she'll like not be down with it. I don't know. It just never happened. I don't know. We'll see.
You guys, we both live. You guys both live on the earth. It's not like she.
Oh my God! That is the corniest thing ever.
It's not like she lives on Mars. Like,
I meet a girl online. You're like, bro, you guys live on Earth. You might as well like meet up. Like, it's not a big deal, bro. You're dating someone from like New York. Hey, you guys live on Earth. It's cool. You know, same place, right? Like, that's funny.
I think you could do it, man. I'm sure she'd be with it.
I'm dead. Okay, how is the love life right now for you?
Me?
Yeah.
Very non-existent. Me and my cat are actually...
You and your cat, wow.
Me and my cat are actually cuddling right now, actually.
Nice.
No, yeah. My love life right now, honestly, I think women are... I'm at the age where women are starting to really stress me out.
Yeah.
So this summer, I think I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to just relax for a little.
That's good.
You're not looking. You're not on the hunt.
Yeah. I'm not looking, but like, you know, if we find something, you know, you never find something when you're looking, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll just, I'm just waiting.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I like that. Sure. Yeah. I feel the same way, you know, I don't have a girlfriend yet. Like, I don't want one right now.
Yeah, I think.
Of course. Unless Izzy and Marilee comes through, you know. But that's a different story. Do you have any other crazy stories?
When I was in Africa, usually people always think like Africa's like a place where like everyone there is like dirt poor, but that's actually not the truth.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually like parts there that like people are like, it's actually like really crazy. Like the beach they have there,
mm-hmm.
like the coast, it's like actually like clear water. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like you put your like feet in the water and you can like look down and see your toes. Like it's like that clear.
What? Wait, where was it? Somalia?
No, it's Kenya. It's in Mombasa.
Wow. Because yeah, when you think of like clear water and beaches, like you don't think about like Africa.
Yeah, exactly. You think like every
Of Asia, you know, Bora Bora. You think of like everywhere else but Africa, to be honest.
Exactly, but that place is ridiculous, man.
Yeah, dang! Look at you, man. You're living the life.
Yeah, man.
Trying to live traveling the world, man. Bro, with 3 pairs of Gucci slides and a Rolex. Nice.
I don't think I had the Rolex when I went to Africa.
Really? Where'd you buy it? You bought it here
in Dubai.
You bought it. How much was it over there?
33 for 2.
33? Wow. Is that really cheap compared to our pricing over here?
Yeah, because it's such a rich country.
Right.
Yeah. So a lot of this stuff is it's not as expensive as it would be here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
it's legit though, right?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Okay.
That place is ridiculous though, man. Those people over there have money like it's nobody's business.
Wow.
Have you traveled to Asia before?
Not yet. I want to go to Japan next month or next summer though. I really want to go there.
Next summer. Yeah. Andre's jealous.
I am. Dude, I have so many I have a few people from my old workplace that are going to Japan this fall and I'm so jealous. Like, oh my god, bro.
What is it about Japan?
I just love the culture. Just Asia in general, it's not just Japan. Of course, Japan. I love Japan. But, I would go to, any other country in Asia and, explore, you know? Mm-hmm. But Japan's, it's up there, you know? The city, you know? The bars, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, their clothes is really tight.
Yeah.
They got space over there.
Are you turning 21 soon?
I'm not turning 21 till February.
February? Oh, wait. When's your birthday in February?
Mm. February 25th.
No, shut up. That's my birthday.
Bro, don't play.
No, this is a joke. There's no way.
I was going to say.
There's no way.
Is your birthday really February 25th? No, it's not.
I'm a Pisces, yeah, man.
No, you're not. That's my birthday.
Bro, no, it's not.
Yes, it is. February 25th, 1999. Yeah.
No way.
You're lying to me.
I told you my birthday first. How would I be lying?
No, it's the 25th. Everyone knows.
I feel like you're not telling the truth because we had the same class that day. It was my birthday, I think.
No, because this year it fell on a Sunday. You liar.
Whoa, Andre, hold on.
We didn't have class on a Sunday.
Let's see. It did fall on a Sunday. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Andre, is that really your birthday?
Nabil, is that really your birthday?
Yes.
No, it's not. You're a liar, bro.
Bro, I told you it was my birthday that day.
Wow. Is this a true revelation right now? We just found out we have the same birthdays.
A true revelation.
That's crazy.
Andre, are you serious?
Yeah.
You guys have the same birthday? That's crazy.
I'm about to look you up on Facebook.
No.
That's weird that you just found
that
out.
No, I thought Nabil was on my page or something, you know? Just lying about it, you know? But Nabil, what?
Bro, that is crazy. That's ridiculous. We have the same birthday.
Aw. That's cool.
Crazy. Andre, this is our hair is what I like to call destiny.
Right? you became part of this podcast for a reason, right?
Yeah, man. I think this is all, you know, planned. Right. Part
that's
of the
crazy,
map.
Yeah. So what do you have going on this summer?
This summer I plan to sleep so much that my alarm just rang for me to wake up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I plan to sleep a lot.
Are you not going out of the country again?
No, probably not this summer. I'm probably going to go out to state, though. I want to go to Atlanta in L.A.
L.A.? I'll be down in L.A., you know that.
All right, hopefully we can
link up. Of course. In and out, of course. Yeah. Do you like In-N-Out?
I've never had it.
You've never had it?
Have you ever had
it? No, I was only in LA for like 3 hours.
Oh yeah.
Man, over a girl.
It's overrated.
I don't think it's overrated. I feel like everybody says that, but I feel like it's not gonna be. I feel like it's gonna be really good, but like
it really depends on what you get and depends on the person, of course.
Yeah, it depends on what you get.
Yeah. Nabil, just like let me know if you end up walking up to the cashier, just text me and I'll send you the order, the right order. Yeah, you know?
For sure.
Yeah.
I heard those animal fries are really good.
Yeah, okay, make sure you get everything animal style. Everything.
Animal? What's that?
They just add, like, a little secret sauce to it.
Oh, yeah.
And green or yeah. onions, too. Grilled onions.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get that when I went, so that's probably why I didn't have a good experience. It was like, bland.
Damn.
The fries were trash without the animal style, so make sure you get animal style.
I wonder how it's, like, so famous. Is it because it's in L.A.?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just, I don't know. It's like, I think it's just like, it's just in a few states, which is why it gives that hype, you know?
Yeah. It's only in like Phoenix here now and in Cali, right?
It's like, you know, it's in Nevada. It's in Vegas too.
Oh, okay, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why when Chick-fil-A opened here, it was such a big deal. Like, what? We're having a Chick-fil-A for like the first time, you know?
We had a Chick-fil-A before, but they closed it.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, when we were kids.
In that same spot? Sure?
Or maybe before we were born. I think it was at the Clackamas Town Center, yeah. But then they got rid of it, and what? Then we didn't have one in Oregon, and then now we do.
Chick-fil-A is so good.
Dude, I love Chick-fil-A. That's my favorite fast food chain.
Every time I went there, I've always gotten a milkshake with my meal. It's just...
The milkshakes are so good.
Oh, my God. You got to get the strawberry one with the... Oh, my God. I might have to go right now.
I want Chick-fil-A.
Next thing you know, on the podcast, he's at the drive-thru. I'd like to order a...
Something I like about Chick-fil-A is how nice they are.
Oh, yeah. It's like a restaurant vibe. Like a.
Their service is so amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like a meme, honestly. Like how... like people talk about it on Twitter all the time. How nice everyone.
Yeah. They're always like, would you like your sauces today? That's great, people.
Do you just like it? Would you just like a refill, like every other 5 minutes? You know,
for real.
This is crazy.
Take a refill of my milkshake.
I'm dead. Yeah.
They're like, we will buy you a house. Like, we love you so much. Have a blessed day. Thank you so much for coming here.
Mm-hmm. It's a Christian-owned company, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's why it's not open on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, okay.
The one thing about Chick-fil-A, though, is that they don't support gay rights.
Oh, I heard about that a few years ago. They had, like, a thing where they weren't, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, like, serving. Was it serving gay people or, like, I don't know.
I don't
remember, but, like, there was a deal, a whole spiel about it, the whole situation.
Yeah.
It was big, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They just don't serve gay people?
No, I don't know if that's...
No, they do.
I don't know if that's a problem, but, like, they had, like, a problem with gay people a few years ago.
Which is awful.
Yeah.
The food is good. But, yeah, it's dependent on, I guess, the values. Because you are, like, you're putting your money where your mouth is. And you're supporting a company that may not have the same values as you.
Yeah.
What'd you think of our work of art class?
That's a great class, man. My man's Jeff and my man's Bill.
Bro, that's gotta be the most lit class I've ever had.
Yeah, that place.
Honestly, it was so chill. It was another hangout.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite class I ever took in college.
Really? Ever, yeah. So far?
Ever, yeah.
Really? Dude, I like it too. I like it too a lot. Like, because it was so easy. It was so laid back.
At like the end of the term, I emailed them like a week and a half ago. And I was like, I didn't finish this thing and I might not get an A in your class. So, can I just come in and do it or sometime? And he's like, don't worry, I got you. Have a nice summer. And I checked my grade and he gave me an A. So, yeah.
What?
So, my guy. My guy Jeff.
That's nice. That's
crazy.
Good term this year.
Do you remember those group of girls in that class?
Like, which one?
Those like the girls that would like, I don't know, like that would like talk a lot, like with the teacher. You know, they kind of sat in the middle of the class.
The girl that owns the dispensary?
No, not her. Well, it was her and like a few other girls. The girl that left early because she was moving out of state.
Yeah. No,
so it was those two girls and like three other girls, I feel like.
Yeah, like that little group. Yeah, I remember them.
Yeah, so apparently I feel like, or not, I heard like they have like beef towards the end of the term and like they're not like friends anymore.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
I did not know.
Because they were, like, so close since winter term. Like, they were a squad. Like, after the first day of class, they were, like, already a squad. When I heard that, I'm like, what? That's crazy.
For real.
Yeah. And apparently that was, like, one of the few factors on why one of the girls was, like, leaving out of state.
Really?
Yeah. It
was that bad. What I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's isn't that... like,
where she left the states?
Yeah. You become friends with, like, a group of people and become so close with them, and now you just, like, because of, like, one problem. And I feel like the problem is not even that big, I feel like. Cause, like,
yeah, I'm sure it's not.
Right? And then, because of that, they're not friends anymore. That's just crazy to me.
Because what's the worst that, like, they could, like, you know, do to each other?
I mean, unless one of them sleeps with one of their boyfriends, and I understand why, then. If it's not that, then it's not that serious.
She did say she had a boyfriend, too.
Yeah, I know. So I don't think it's that to that extent, but we're not gonna assume here.
Yeah, I hope not. That'd be
crazy. Yeah.
That'd be hella crazy.
All right, so that's all the time we have today on the podcast. Thank you, Nabil, for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, you guys.
For sure. What's your Instagram handles or social media handles?
Oh yeah. You can follow me on the gram and on the Snapchat at Nice Jason Nabil. That's NICJAYSNABIL.
Okay, how'd you come up with that name? Nice J Nabils.
I used to be really into Jordans.
Really?
I kind of still am, but, you know, not as into.
Yeah, because you don't really wear them in class.
Yeah.
It's always, like, Gucci slides, you know, every day.
College just, like, drained all the energy out of me to, like, even, like, look half decent in class. So, every day, just sweatpants and slides.
I mean, every day, you had, like, a regular clothes on and then Gucci slides.
Well, of course, if you buy Gucci slides,
it was crazy. I'm like, what the hell, this guy, bro? When I first found out you had Gucci slides, I'm like, wow, rich kid over here. Rachel.
All my social medias are Rachel Brighouse, RichelBrighouse.
That's great. Okay, I'm jealous how you have all your like handles like the same. Yeah, but like all of mine, you can change your handles. My name is taken on like everything.
That sucks. I'm like the only Rachel Brighouse in the world. I'm pretty sure. I know, sure, right? So
should I just take
Suzanne?
Your cousin?
Yeah.
I know, right? I'll bleep that out. No.
Yeah, bleep it out.
Suzanne. Yeah, of course. I have that.
Suzanne.
But everyone can follow me on Instagram at Andre Kitt, AndreiKitt. And you can just look up my name on YouTube, Andre Aceto, to watch my videos. Rachel's on it and the Bill's on it. So, yeah. All right. And that's it. Yeah. We'll see you next week.